Do you know what it's like to lie to a liar, Dr. Quinzel?
Enlighten me, Mr. J.
Oh, how utterly abysmal. You'll need a number of years to make that line work for you, honey. Mister.
Just trying to be polite.
So prim. So proper. Locked up so tight. Do you have a boyfriend, Miss Quinzel?
I don't see what this might have to do with your evaluation, Mr. J.
Indulge me a little. And I might let you in a little, too. That is what you want, isn't it?
I don't have a boyfriend.
I'm not surprised. Cold little thing like you.
Did you want me here just so you could insult me?
Ooh, liar, 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 liar. I can see your door is still bolted shut. No need to hide, my dear. Can I really hurt you? Buckled up so neat.
You got out to leave me a note in my office, didn't you? Let's just say I think it's better not to take any chances.
In a straitjacket? On camera? Oh, you do know how to tell a joke after all. There might be hope for you. Yet. And tricky. You never answered my questions either.
I told you I don't have a boyfriend.
And it was a very distracting line of conversation, my dear. No, Dr. Quinzel. Do you know what it is like to lie to a liar?
Are you saying that I'm lying to you?
Question for a question. Oh, aren't we being fair tonight? All right, my dear. I'll bite.
Now we're getting somewhere.
In fact, you behoove me to be generous. Let's begin again. Act one, scene one. It's your play, Doctor.
What makes you say I'm lying to you?
Oh, yes, let's start gentle, my dear. I always appreciate the chance to warm up before the big show.
What makes you think that I'm lying to you?
Ah, Dr. Quinzel. I think you've been lying to the whole world your entire life. It takes a clown to really recognize a punchline.
I'm not sure I understand, Mr. J.
Mister. Did you go to school to get that just right?
You're saying I'm lying. You're saying that my accent is a lie?
Every single syllable out of that pretty little mouth, my dear doctor. Oh, but it's not just that I like your lab coat, you know. Splendid touch. Does it make the others forget about the splendid body under there?
Are you questioning whether or not I'm a doctor? Your doctor?
Vehemence. Indignation at last. Now we're getting somewhere. No, my dear. I can see your legs from here. Pencil skirts are so accommodating that way. You can tell so much from a woman's legs. How she walks. How she tumbles.
I was a gymnast.
Splendid. Tell me, Miss Quinzel. May I call you Miss Quinzel?
I don't prefer it.
Of course you don't. I'll have to find something better. Something fitting.
You were quoted in an earlier assessment as having said, I wouldn't harbor such ill will towards old bats just for landing me in a place with so many new friends. I just hope he knows that the foreplay can get so tedious. Do you really harbor no resentment for the man that put you behind bars?
So bland, so dry, Dr. Quinzel. That can't be a woman's natural state. You really must learn to utter pleasure found in just a little bit of emphasis.
You're avoiding the questions, Mr. J.
It's my turn to ask, isn't it? By the terms of our little game.
Fine, but there isn't much to know about me, Mr. J.
Avoidance! You can't cheat me so easily, Doctor. Tell me, how does a gymnast come to choose your line of work? Deep, dark childhood trauma? Daddy issues?
I was fascinated by the inner workings of the human mind. It comes naturally. Healthy mind, healthy body.
You're pixing out of the spirit of the game, Doctor. And here I'd thought better of you. Now who's playing games?
It's the truth.
Of course it is. But you're giving me all the feathers and none of the meat to the matter. Is that what you want from me?
My family is fragmented. It always has been. I think I just wanted to understand what was going on in their heads.
Better? And do you understand them?
Do you really harbor no resentment for the man that put you behind bars?
Touché, my dear, touché. Ah, Doctor, you will be my doctor, won't you? I believe I want you and no one else.
If you can learn to confide in me, Mr. J, I don't think anyone can argue against the results.
Splendid! I think I'm going to enjoy our little chats. Get comfy, my dear. You're too stiff. Relax. Put your feet up. My hands are a little occupied right now to give you much of a foot job, but gentleman can only offer his lap as a footrest for a lady.
I don't think that would be wise.
You want me to do the same, don't you? You want to crack open this little noggin and swim around in the mess inside? Well, that just can't happen if I'm not comfortable with you too.
I don't think that's a good idea in the interrogation room. There's a camera.
And a very prudent one, my dear. Just think of all the other patients who you need to interview in here. Strap him down all you like. Who wouldn't want to keep an eye on a giant crocodile or a raging psychopath around a pretty little thing like you?
Pretty?
All eyes on me in the center of the ring, Doctor dear. All they can see from back there is that you've still got a good head on your shoulders.
And then you'll answer my questions.
Every single one. So long as you indulge me, too. The game is still on, you see. Ooh, patent leather pumps. I do like you in something shiny. You surprise me, Miss Quinzel. Harlene. Perhaps I believed you too quickly about that boyfriend, after all. These are no kittens you're wearing around to work.
I asked you about Batman.
Electrifying. That name just brings me shivers. Or maybe it's simply your legs. Those don't look like pantyhose, my good doctor. Did you really wear stockings just for me?
Batman.
Naughty, naughty Harlene. Positive shivers. How delicious. Is it the same for you? No? A pity. I would think probing the mind of the big bats would be right up your alley. Someone so self-righteous and chained behind such single-minded determination can only be hiding a monster underneath. Don't you think? Bringing it up to the light, however. Now, that would be the best grand finale of all.
So you don't resent him because it's just part of your game? Is that why you attempted to blow up the Gotham City Police Department in the latest attack? Was it a trick? Was it part of the game to draw him out? Or to see him again?
Closer and closer to the mark, little Harleen. But I don't like that very much either. I think it just fades into the background with such frequent use. Harleen, lean. You see? Boring. I think we need something snappier. Something that just rolls right off the tongue.
Harley.
Harley. Short, just barely. To the point, I underestimated you, my dear doctor. We are becoming such fast friends. What brought that on?
You like nicknames.
For me.
I've read your file, remember? The more childish, the better.
And what's so childish about Harley, may I ask?
Nothing. But it's very childish to speak to the Joker when you're Harlequin.
Dr. Harlene Quinzel. Perfect! I didn't know you had it in you.
Well, maybe you ought to stop underestimating
me. Careful now, pumpkin pie. I'm the one who likes to give the punchlines.
You never answered my question.
Maybe it was just a joke. Just remember, the dark oil slick of insanity isn't always so elegant, my dear. I would very much enjoy just seeing him dead. You should put that in your notes. D-E-A-D.
I didn't.
The thought of it positively... Watch that heel, my dear. You're much closer to the mark than I thought.
Ask me then.
And that answer was a freebie, by the way. Since we're becoming such good friends, as I recall, it's still my turn. Oh-ho. How about a more personal note? Just how high do those stockings go? Such long legs, my dear. I think you just might be able to keep up if you took to the rooftops with me. Do you think you could, my little gymnast?
Anything you can do, I'm sure.
What a surprise. My little wallflower opening up at last, just for me. Who can resist such a challenge? An excellent sidestep. Masterful. I think I may even take you up on that someday, my dear. But now that we're so much closer, I think I feel comfortable enough to ask my question. My real question, again. How high?
They go up to...
Show me. Just how I imagined. Lace can be such a nice touch. You are wasted in here, my dear.
I really wouldn't call it a waste, Mr. J.
Oh, Harley, I think I begin to see things so much better in your line of work. So many layers to a person to strip away, one by one, until you get right to the center. I think we've reached a new plateau in our working relationship, wouldn't you say? We're becoming such good friends.
I hope so. Friends are honest with each other.
Friends are open with each other, my dear. No one is ever truly honest. Not with anyone else, and never with themselves. You'll have to remember that. Now, the question is, will you open up for me, my dear friend? Even just a little. There we go.
What began this game between you and Batman?
I think I understand a little more about your impatience now. You've given just enough to whet my appetite. How delicious. Is this what I do to you? Then let's go deeper, my dear. Let's see you touch that sweet inner core of yourself you hide away from everyone else. And then we'll see how far you can force your way into my head.
You're not answering my questions, Mr. J.
Very true, my dear. I just confess there's such a curiosity about you. Perhaps I'm made for your line of work, after all. I want to peel every layer, every lie off your skin, and see you for what you truly are.
My questions.
No distractions, I see. A little stubbornness goes a long way after all. Now don't stop. I promise you that I enjoy it. And can you argue with results? Your words, not mine. The answer is very simple, my dear. The Batman saved my life. What do you think? Isn't that the grandest joke of all?
Oh, I would saving you.
Have such significance, you mean? Oh, I don't mean to interrupt you. I want you to keep going. Honestly, I do. You have such a pleasant voice. I never wanted to stop. But look at what you've done to me, my dear Harley. It's so hard to keep from spilling absolutely everything. I think I'll keep talking. You've done your job very well. It's the least I can do. Don't forget to take notes. Not everything comes across with such power of significance over a tape recorder, you know. That shouldn't be the only record I leave with you of this particularly successful session. Don't you think?
I won't forget.
Better not, my dear. This is important. Are you ready? Actions have consequences. I don't think we're done. I don't think we're close enough for that final thrust into the dark, shadowy past to really explain that. But the Batman began this little dance. He took something from me long ago. You could say he made me. Details. Details are such bothersome, irritating things, aren't they? I don't think I'll bore you with them, but suffice to say, I am always waiting to see when that cowl finally cracks and we see the animal that's been hiding there all along. I'm waiting, I'm listening, I'm watching. Such a long, long history. And now, now, here we come. Here I am, with you. Drop a pen, my dear. I hate that when that happens. I'm all thumbs. Now, what do you say?
Thank you for opening up to me, Mr. J.
That's my girl.